Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann McCurdy, and of course she's the executive director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. So it's
good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ann. And it's always a good morning when we talk to you, Ann.
I love that.
Yeah. And we have some exciting things to talk about, something new that the chamber is working on with the community, and it's an all-class reunion.
It is. Yes,
all right.
Correct.
All right.
This is our first opportunity that we've had to really kind of reach out to Atlantic alumni and invite them back to an event like this. We've seen other communities be successful with all-class reunions. And so we thought, you know, this is something that we're missing in Atlantic. Maybe we could try to develop something. So last year we set the date of July 2nd and, you know, plans have been coming together all throughout the year. We're trying to keep this very I use the phrase a la carte. So you can just choose, you know, what fits into your schedule, what fits into your interests. We're not trying to make the whole weekend jam-packed. There's an itinerary for everyone to follow to the T. It's more about allowing you to have time to still visit with your family and friends and classmates and, you know, and have that time for your class to do their own activity, but still providing some really great entertainment and opportunities for everyone to come together. So we consider this a building year. We, you know, we're just trying some things out and seeing what sticks, what people like. And really, this is a great opportunity for us to start building our database. You know, a really good database of Atlantic alums just doesn't exist.
I was going to ask about that because I know we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yes, yep. And so we've got a form up on our website now too. So if you go to the All Class Reunion page on our website, it's right underneath Visiting Atlantic, and there's a large icon on every single page on our website, atlanticiowa.com. If you click on that All Class Reunion icon, you'll go straight to the page. And so we're trying to capture your name, address, email address, and then whether or not you'd like to receive a quarterly newsletter, just an email newsletter from us, just keeping you in touch with what's going on in Atlantic and then reunion plans for next summer as well. Mm-hmm. So we're building that database. We're, you know, trying to get a sense for what people want out of this event. So, you know, it's just the first go around. So we hope people participate and let us know.
I think you're right, though, that some folks have lots of family left. And so they definitely want time versus other folks who haven't been back for a long time. Maybe they're coming back because some friends are coming and don't have a lot of family. So you've adjusted, you know, you can spend as much time or as little time as you want related to the activities. And the other thing, you don't have to be an Atlantic alum to participate in many of these activities.
No, you know, I always joke we don't ask to see the Trojan tattoo at the gate. Anybody is welcome to attend. You know, there are a lot of folks who have, you know, lived in Atlantic for a long time. Maybe they didn't graduate from here, but they, you know, are certainly part of the Atlantic family and history. And we welcome everyone to attend, spouses, of course, anyone, open to the public, absolutely. So geared to alumni, but open to the public for sure.
Okay, so July 1st and 2nd, if you don't have your schedule completely full yet, because there are lots of other things going on, here's some great opportunities. Let's kind of go through the scheduling and to find out what's going on where.
Absolutely. To kick things off on Friday night, that's Friday, July 1st, we will have a welcome reception at the Cass County Community Center, and that goes from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $7.50, so for two, $15, very affordable. There will be a cash bar, and we'll have appetizers there, and we'll have a local jazz group, Popcorn Button, will be playing. So great evening to come visit with folks, mingle, see some folks maybe you haven't seen in forever, or maybe people you saw yesterday, you know, but a little bit of everyone will be there. And again, that's from 6 to 9.
Okay.
Trying to end that early so that folks, you know, have time, you know, if they want to, again, spend that evening with family or friends, but just an opportunity to say welcome back. And we're excited to see folks. And
it's nice. It's not a sit down thing where you're going to be stuck. But sometimes you go to a banquet where and you're kind of there for the whole evening and then you miss out on seeing other people. So this way people can mingle and...
Absolutely. And we know like some classes and some friends are getting together for a dinner and then planning to come after their dinner. So, you know, any of the above, whatever works for you. Again, trying to, you know, provide something. We know we're catering to graduates, you know, who've been, you know, as I said, the ink's still drying on the diploma, and graduates who, you know, that diploma's getting a little dusty. So
probably don't even know where
or
it's
probably
at.
Don't know where it's at. Yeah. Yep. I'd fall into that category. So, you know, again, really laid back Friday night, just open to all. Popcorn Button is just a great local group, wonderful jazz group, and they've got a good following too. So come out and see them.
And this is one of those things that everybody's invited to.
Wonderful.
Friends,
yep, absolutely.
Family, anybody who'd like to come hear the jazz group, come on out to the community center at 6 to 9. Come
six
and go.
To nine. Yep, very, very good. Okay. Then Saturday, we've got some different things going on during the day. We have Atlantic by Air, so you can take a tour of Atlantic in an airplane. Those are through Airworks, so you need to call the Atlantic Municipal Airport to schedule those. Of course, Farmers Market is going on that morning too, if you want to stop by that. We've got the PET 5K Run and Walk. That's the Personal Energy Transport 5K Run and Walk at Shilberg Quarry, and that's at 9 a.m. I think the registration just ended to guarantee the t-shirt, but I think you can still register up till that morning of, you know, I just don't think you're guaranteed
for
the shirt.
Come in your own
t-shirt. That's right.
Home in your own t-shirt, but join the group.
Yep, absolutely. And they're doing that 5K Run and Walk out at the quarry, and you know, $20 registration fee, but it's a great program. You know, they've got a great goal here of raising money for these systems. So show some support and get out there and participate. And
kind of take a look at what the possibilities are.
Yeah.
This is just sort of laying the groundwork, I think, for great things to come out Shilberg.
Absolutely. And if you haven't been around that path, it's wonderful for running around that. And I can say that from experience. I mean, it is a great path for just a nice jog and beautiful location. So get out there and enjoy it.
Okay.
We've got a bike around town too. And actually from, it got moved. call us if you want the details, but at 10 a.m., Bruce Henderson's going to lead a group up on the T-Bone Trail. So they're going to meet up near exit 60 by the interstate at that trailhead for a ride. So if you're interested in that and haven't been on the T-Bone and kind of want to go with someone who's experienced on it, Bruce will be up there to meet you. We've also got a golf opportunity if you're interested in golfing that morning at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. We'd like to know ahead of time if you're interested in that, so you need to call us and get registered. And then during the afternoon, get out of the heat for a while, get into some air conditioning. We will have all of the schools open from 1 to 4, so you can visit all of the Atlantic schools. So that'd be, Washington, the middle school, Schuler, and the high school, of course. And then up at the high school, we'll have a special photo display with some historic photos of the Atlantic area. Those are from the book that Shona and Lila produced. If you haven't seen the book, we have copies down at the chamber, of course. And it's wonderful. You know, it tells this the history of Atlantic through these wonderful historic photos. So we'll have some of those enlarged and on display. And then at 3 o'clock at the high school, we will do a free showing of the 30-minute documentary about the history of Atlantic. And again, all are welcome to attend that.
No charge for that.
No charge for that at all. And if you've seen it before, it's worth coming to see again because it has been edited and there's new information in it as well.
And, you know, I'm thinking there's some local people that maybe haven't been at the high school for some reason or another. They've just never been to anything there. Hey, this would be a great opportunity to come see what's going on at
yeah,
the high school.
Absolutely. Come take a tour.
Other schools.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come take a quick tour. And then enjoy the auditorium, you know, and it's a professionally produced documentary. It's just a wonderful. I tell folks it's kind of produced in that Ken Burns style of the historic photos and the voice overlay. It's great. You'll really enjoy watching it. So
okay, great.
Yeah. And then, of course, the big performance Saturday night will be Pianopalooza. So,
and they've been here before with great response, right? That's why you're having them back.
Yes. We people asked, you know, you've got to have them back. You've got to bring them back again for another event. And so we were just tickled, when they agreed to come back for this date. So they'll be performing at the Community Center Saturday night. That's Saturday, July 2nd. And doors open at 8, and then they'll be performing from 9 until midnight. Tickets right now are $10. The day of the show at the door, they'll go up to $12. So we want you to get them early. So you can stop by the chamber. We take cash, check, or credit cards for those tickets. But yeah, get them early because it's a great show.
And open seating, I'm assuming.
There's absolutely.
No assigned seating.
Yep, no assigned seating.
But
all open.
When you go to the auditorium there for piano music, any seat's a good seat.
So we'll be at the community center.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You said that community center.
And
well,
you won't need a seat anyway. You'll be up and dancing anyhow.
Yeah.
So
that's good to know. Okay, so that does that kind of finish up your planning?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and there's activities too. You know, if you're in town, you want to do the theater, the YMCA, visit Hitchcock House, the pools, the parks. There's so much to do. So, again, we're just trying to provide opportunities for folks to find something that fits them.
And the chamber down at the depot has all that information. If you need information about any of those places, check in at the chamber before 5 o'clock
Before
on
5
Friday.
O'clock on Friday, yep. Or okay. We'll be there Saturday morning, too.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very good. Or you can email.
Yeah. AtlanticIowa.com, 243-3017, or email us chamber@AtlanticIowa.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Anne, for coming out, and best wishes for this first attempt. People who come are going to have a great time, and the word will spread.
I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. Experience is something you don't get until just after you need it.